Authenticity is a brand. I always talk about authenticity on any channel. If you're doing anything socially, be authentic. On TikTok, that authenticity could not be stronger. If you're an authentic brand on TikTok with an engaged audience, you're really creating the platform for success to grow from.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, we release 5-episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic at a time. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or analytics. In each episode, new one every Wednesday, pretty much, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that method work for you. And then after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're picking up the TikTok and TikTok shop thread again. And in this episode, we're pulling it all together to bring you a full TikTok ecosystem strategy. Yes, we've got someone who is helping many brands launch successfully on TikTok, not just launch on TikTok, but launch successfully on TikTok, building up their organic activity, their ad activity, the affiliates, the creators, taking advantage of every part of the TikTok and TikTok Shop ecosystem to build great success for them in the future. She'll be taking us through that process, giving lots and lots of tips and recommendations along the way. And this is the last in our TikTok series. So remember, there won't be an episode next week, so which will give you time to catch up on any of this series you've missed, share with your team, and more importantly, take action. Do make sure you listen right to the end of this episode, though, because at the end, my guests will be sharing their quickfire insider tips, and I'll be sharing my take on it all for you as well. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok and TikTok shop expert Marianne Morrison. Marianne has been obsessed with retail growth for over a decade, initially building, growing and selling her own skincare brand, and now working with many retailers and brands to help them achieve their business growth goals. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Chloe. How are you today?
I'm good. Really love chatting to you. We always have a good chat and this time we get to record it. So winning all round today.
Hopefully. We'll try and stick to topic, or I'll try and stick to the questions. I think, Chloe, that's probably my challenge, but I'll do my best.
Well, there's so much TikTok and TikTok shop to talk about. I'm not sure we'd manage to stray off it. But how did you end up doing so much work on TikTok and TikTok shop?
Well, TikTok is the fastest growing commerce platform in the UK currently, first of all, and I think that's really important for all businesses to understand. But there's still so many businesses that have never used TikTok, even as a user, never mind as a business. So I started engaging with TikTok as a user, and as a user, I could see the power, and I was engaged with TikTok before it became an ad platform, before it became a sales tool, before it had a shop, you know, when it really just launched in the UK. So I was a very early adopter of TikTok before it became TikTok Shop and TikTok Live and all of the extensions that TikTok now has. So that's really where my obsession with TikTok started, as a user, first and foremost, before I became interested in it as a business.
And how are you finding it delivering for businesses? Has it, she says, immediately asking you a second question, but has it evolved over the last few years, what it takes to be successful on there as a business, or is it still the same but just more evolved?
No, it's constantly changing. And that's part of the challenge for brands to keep up with the landscape at TikTok, because it is the fastest growing commerce platform in the UK. Naturally, to sustain that, brands also have to first have a strategy to understand how to start on TikTok, to then encompass their business strategy into what TikTok needs for businesses to go live successfully. And it does take a lot of time, cost and investment to successfully, if you want to be successful at TikTok, it's not something, again, there's always the real success stories of TikTok, and TikTok does have the power to grow any business online, but there is a strategy that brands have to follow. And my key question to all brands who want to do TikTok would be, why is your audience on TikTok? And then the step before that would be, do you know who your audience are? Because depending on who your audience are, they may not be on TikTok. But there's also a lot of misconception around who the audiences are on TikTok, because when TikTok launched in the UK, it was very much targeted at an 18 to 24 year old audience. And I think a lot of businesses who are perhaps targeting an older audience don't see the value in TikTok because they don't use it perhaps as users, and they then don't understand the power it has as a platform to sell. So as a result of TikTok growing and changing, and at first it was all about engagement at first on TikTok. TikTok built up engagement, trends, interests, audiences in a way that other platforms really struggle to. And as a result of that learning, I mean, it's genius marketing, to be honest, because they captured all of the data first before they made it into something scalable and sellable. And that's why they're so successful. And they're constantly evolving, constantly changing, constantly introducing new features.
So with the evolution of it, and I suppose actually you were saying about how you have to start with why you want to be on TikTok and, you know, are your audience there? So would it be fair to say TikTok has now reached the point where you have to bring marketing strategy to the table? You can't just go, yeah, let's do a couple of posts and everything will be amazing. It's matured in that way now.
Absolutely matured. And I think because it's so popular, you know, you've also got to recognize that the demand for attention is also spread thin. So you do have to stand out, and you have to do it with purpose, and you have to do it with intention. And just posting, you know, as all brands do, they're looking at multi-channel, they're looking at how to grow on multi-channel. And I'm always a really, really passionately strong believer in doing one channel the way that you want to do it properly and effectively before you combine multi-channel. Sometimes there are reasons to combine multi-channel before one channel is fully out of learning and out, you know, because it supports one activity, supports another activity. But with TikTok, you have to do it with purpose. So once you've defined who your audience are, you've then got to look at who your competitors are on TikTok. What type of content are they serving? What type of communication are they serving? What type of offers are they serving? How do you create a niche for yourself? Whether that's black dresses, whether that's a full fashion catalogue, whether that's a small skincare line who make their own products in-house, whether that's, you know, that can be so powerful. That type of real content behind the scenes on TikTok can be really, really powerful. But if you're only posting once a month, you're going to go nowhere, you know? So I would still recommend posting once a month if that's all you've got time to do, because at least you've got content for anyone who lands on your page organically. But if you really want to grow and take TikTok seriously, you have to first understand who your customer is. You then have to understand who your competitors are. You then need to understand how you're going to create your own identity on TikTok. And that all becomes, and that's all something I would recommend before you spend a penny on ads. Because once you start paying for ads, you've got to have the content ready to go. I suggest daily in an ideal world. Daily isn't always possible because that comes with another pressure of creating content, of posting content. But algorithmically, TikTok is very powerful. So the more that you post, the more that you engage, the more that you build up your channel, your audience, responding to people, leaving comments, the more you'll be pushed out further within the TikTok audience organically. And then when you combine that with paid, then you're really starting to gain traction. But I, as a agency, I will not engage anyone on TikTok without them meeting set criteria first. And that criteria comes down to the first steps on, you know, who are your audience? Who are your competitors? What do you want to achieve on TikTok?
Because I think a lot of brands now are going, oh, we'll just list everything on TikTok shop, or we'll just run some ads, or we'll just hire some creators. And actually you're saying it needs to start with a content strategy driven from your own organic channel. If you want to, because we're not talking about just doing TikTok, we're talking about doing TikTok super successfully in this episode. So it starts with nailing your own organic strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always, always. And creators can be a big part of that. Okay. Where if you have a relationship or your brand has a relationship with some existing TikTok creators who have got big followers, big engagement, that can really be a key strategic part of your growth on TikTok. That is absolutely true. But you still have to start from the beginning with understanding of where you are and where you want to get to. And there are always some brands who, you know, hit the right influencers, hit the right metric at the right time and grow hugely on TikTok. And that happens. But the brands that happens to are in the singular digits, not in the hundreds of thousands of businesses that are trading on TikTok every day. You can always set up your shop on TikTok organically, and I recommend everybody should do that if you're selling something. But the sell-through and the predictability of it won't be there without having a strategy.
Got you. So we develop our organic strategy. We start testing and learning with our organic strategy. We list our products on TikTok shop, as, you know, straightforwardly as that. How do we know when we're ready for the next step, and what is the next step after that?
So I think if you've identified your audience, you know who your competitors are, you have content prepared, and you've also got a plan to continue the content. So I've seen a lot of brands make this mistake where they invest in their content to start with. You know, they build up a really nice page, they build out their shop with really nice products, but then they run out of content after the first couple of weeks of posting. You know, they don't think about the content. So they start off really, really strong, and they don't have a plan to, whether that's just do it themselves. And, you know, the thing with TikTok is it doesn't have to be professionally produced content. In many ways on TikTok, the more real, the more connected to a brand a user can feel, the more they engage. So I think a lot of brands make the mistake where they think they've got to have these perfectly produced videos. They genuinely don't. They just have to have, you know, good lighting. If somebody's speaking in the video, they're well spoken. Authenticity is a brand. I always talk about authenticity on any channel. If you're doing anything socially, be authentic. On TikTok, that authenticity could not be stronger. If you're an authentic brand on TikTok, with an engaged audience, you're really creating the platform for success to grow from.
So we've got our organic flying. Is the next thing we do ads, or is it lives, or is it affiliates?
That's a good question. So I take different approaches with different brands based on coming back to what their expectations are on TikTok, but also the type of product that they're trying to sell. And also, have they done any creator or influencer work previously? You know, because if, rightly or wrongly, influencers or creators who are successful, because, you know, that is a career for some people. You know, it's not just a pastime anymore. It's a career for some people. So influencers and creators can be very picky around the brands that they want to work with, because selfishly, they want to post products that they believe in, that they are passionate about, and that they, because of their authenticity and their audience. So if you've never done anything with a creator or an affiliate before, they're the kind of things that I would look to connect, first of all, would be the type of product or their hero product or something really strong with the right type of creator that could help them, one, create content. Creators aren't just about driving traffic, driving awareness. They can be a really good tool to create content for brands. And some smaller creators who are looking to build up their profile, looking to build up their own identity and authenticity, who also want to partner with brands and products that they like, you know, there's always a strategy there. Ads are always an essential part of growing on any platform if you want to take it seriously. Nobody likes that as an answer, but sadly, it's the truth, because the competition on TikTok is higher than any platform. It's the fastest growing platform, but the competition is also high. And something that a lot of brands are struggling with, particularly on TikTok, are the offers. TikTok is very heavily offer driven, okay, where you've got free shipping, you've got 20% off, 25% off, you know, buy one, get one free, 40% off. And a lot of brands struggle, especially early stage brands or brands that are going through, you know, growing in multiple ways. It's all about margin. It's all about profitability. And it can be very difficult to support that on a regular basis on TikTok. But the power of TikTok when you're running an offer, you know, if you run one campaign without an offer and another campaign with an offer, because of the culture within the TikTok shop and the culture within TikTok Lives being very offer specific, if you're not running those promotions, you will see a markedly reduced performance. So again, before I do anything with a brand, I'm always very upfront around managing expectations, managing what's expected of a brand to really be successful on TikTok. We're then aligned from the outset, rather than as an agency, we take a fee and then in month one, they're not getting the results that they need. And we know they're not going to get the results they need because they haven't done A, B and C first. That just doesn't fit for me.
I think it's such an important point, the point about margin and profitability on the platform and the need to be discount driven, because, you know, if you run the maths, you know, back when you're doing your strategic analysis, and you actually we can't afford to do that, or maybe you don't have the stock production for it to be worth selling at those prices, then you would move somewhere else. But you've got to be able to play that discount game, haven't you? You've got to be able to give away that margin if you want to gain the sales.
On TikTok, on more than any other platform, yes, because of the culture and the nature of the TikTok shop, the flash sale, the urgency. TikTok creates an urgency to buy. And that doesn't mean that you do 40% off every day. That means that you have a strategy that encompasses, you know, well, today we're going to do free shipping. On our next live, we're going to do 20% off. On our next live, we're going to do buy one, get one free. On our next live, we're going to do, you know, we're going to push our high stocks on some kind of offer. You need to be strategic with the offer, but you've also then got people who'll tune in regularly because they'll be looking for, well, what, you know, you're not doing the same thing every day. That's the other thing. You can't do the same thing every day. You have to make it varied, make it different, make it interesting.
You're talking daily there, Marianne. So let's talk timings and frequency, I suppose. It's starting off with the organic content. Let's leave lives aside for a second. If someone wants to take TikTok shop and TikTok seriously, are they working up to daily posts? Would that be the aim?
That's always my recommendation. That's the aim, Chloe. I think, you know, for our organic account, you know, you post as much as you can with as much content as you can. So it's always a stretch to get content, especially, you know, if you're not prepared to develop TikTok style content, because it is a different type of content for TikTok. So if you can only do it well twice a week or three times a week, I would suggest doing that. I wouldn't suggest posting for the sake of posting. I would suggest creating your content niche in an authentic way as much as you possibly can and then build on that.
And how long are you finding it's taking brands to build up those layers before they're ready to start doing lives, which I guess is kind of the pinnacle of the TikTok sales methods? You know, they're putting together the organics, they're getting their shop listings right, they're building up their list of creators and affiliates, and they're building their ad activity. How many months is that process before they've got those foundations ready enough to be distracted by the crazy world of lives?
Sure. It really depends on how much planning they've put into it prior to getting to that stage. So, you know, if a brand came to me tomorrow and said, you know, I've got 30 videos in the bank ready to post, we've been building up our profile, we're not posting every day, we're posting a couple of times a week, we've got a budget for, you know, we've got in-house capability to develop more content regularly, we're serious about TikTok, we've got the stock, we've thought about our offers, you could be up and live and selling within another month, you know, because you would then create a content plan on the ads, you would create a content plan on the organic content, you would create a plan on the lives, so that you're linking everything, all of the activities together. And even when you start going live, it's all algorithmic. You can't expect, you know, a lot of brands do this. They go live once and they've got one person join and they never do another one because they don't see the value in it. So to take it back a step, I don't support going live until you've built up your organic posting and regularity and you've paid for some ads on traffic ads as a minimum, because that all helps your reach, audience reach, before you've started to go live. And then once you start to go live, you also have to build up consistency. So I always say to anyone, if you want to go live, you have to do it a minimum of 3 times a week. And as an agency, we don't do anything less than an hour to start with, as a minimum, because your first hour on TikTok, TikTok's learning who's joining, who's dropping out. You know, it's all about learning in the first hour. And I won't do anything less than an hour on a live.
That's a real lesson, I think, isn't it, about TikTok, is you have to give the algorithm the time it wants to learn what you're doing. Hence, as you're recommending, do the organic content first, then start with the ads before you move into the live. So it's got that time to learn from your content. It's got content to learn from. It's also got time to learn who's responding. And then with the lives, you've got to let the algorithm learn before you log. You know, if you log off after half an hour, it hasn't even finished learning. You know, it's never going to deliver for you.
Exactly. And I'm going to contradict what I've just said there in a different way. So there is another way that you can gain an audience organically, and that is going live and going live every day. But if you're also then not posting on your account and you're going live without, for the sake of going live, rather than it being planned, you know, what do we want to feature? Have we got an offer? You can absolutely go live every day. You know, if you can do that and you have the resources to do that, that will also generate an audience, but you will have to do that consistently over a longer period of time to get the traction of the live. Whereas people don't understand that element. They want to go live and have an instant audience and an instant purchase rate. And that's just not how it works on either option.
It is crazy that people think that about TikTok when we all know it's not the case on any other channel. It is quite weird, the expectation that if you go live on TikTok with putting no groundwork in, that it'll work brilliantly. It's like, what? Why do we think that? It makes no sense.
I agree with you, Chloe. I think it's a really interesting concept, because I think if we think about how we all shop personally, I love TikTok. I'm on TikTok more than I'm on any other social platform. But I don't purchase. I see lots of things that I like. I watch, given the nature of my job and my agency, I watch lots of lives for information and ideas and lots of different reasons why I watch lives or ads or flick through different videos. But we don't all purchase every time we see something we like, because we could be busy, we could be running late for a meeting. There's lots of reasons. So generally people don't purchase on their first engagement with any brand. You know, it's on the fifth touch point, the sixth touch point, seventh touch point, or longer. So I agree with you. I get confused as to why people expect that instant purchase.
So anything we've missed, Marianne, for those looking at their TikTok, looking at building a good TikTok strategy for the coming year, anything else they need to know?
I think it's something that's really, really important, and it can be, you know, if you are interested in taking TikTok seriously and your lives seriously, you have to be engaging when you're on a live. I see so many lives with people looking at the floor, not looking at the camera, not being confident in what they're talking about, and you really would be as well not doing it. I really understand being on live is nerve-wracking. Terrifying, especially for some people who are not comfortable doing it. But find somebody who is if you're not.
Well, and it's not as if we are devoid of alternative marketing options that don't require you talking into a camera for over an hour at a time. I mean, you know, I think you're completely right. Find someone in your team who's great at doing the lives, or, you know, find or hire someone who is. But at the same time, if you hate them, there are lots of other things you could do.
Definitely. And the other thing that's great about TikTok is the level of analytics that you get is incredibly detailed. So you can learn a lot about what people are responding to, what they're engaging with, where your audience is coming from. And again, that can be very, very varied, especially in the early, you know, if you're just going live for the first month, month two, month three, even 6 months, you know, depending on how often your products are changing or your offers are changing. There's so many things to consider. but it's definitely a platform to take seriously if you feel that your audience is on there.
Very cool. Thank you, Marianne. It's been great picking your brains about all of that. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Marianne's insider tips on TikTok and TikTok Shop, and a little later on my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok Shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. Okay, Marianne, so far we've gone deep into the full ecosystem growth strategy for TikTok. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok and TikTok Shop. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with TikTok and TikTok Shop, which unsurprisingly includes everything we've already been talking about. Marianne, are you ready for these?
I am.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Be authentic, be passionate, and really engage with your audience. Listen to what your audience are saying and try and respond to as many questions as possible, whether that's in comments or whether that's during a live. And always tell the truth.
Love that. Okay. One, to be fair, that answer could apply to all marketing channels. I love it. which is why it's such great advice. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Review the data constantly, weekly, if not daily, depending on what you're doing, depending on your resources. So many people don't review the data of what they're doing with enough regularity that they could spot something going off before it reaches something that's really not working.
Data, data, data. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Google. Do your research. You know, you've got access to so many things now on Google, access to so many competitor information, ideas, ChatGPT. Everybody talks about tools and as if there's one magic answer. There's never one magic answer. I think educate yourself as much as you possibly can and challenge what you think.
Excellent. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Well, talking about ChatGPT, AI. AI is the topic that everybody's talking about and how it's going to change businesses. And personally, it has and does add a lot of value and does reduce a lot of time. However, I stress the point of authenticity. I think too many businesses are becoming wowed by AI and then relying on AI. And I think the businesses that are truly different and truly passionate about who they are and what they stand for can't rely on AI-generated tools, product descriptions to do everything for them.
There's a blandness to it, isn't there?
There's a genericness around it. And I don't dismiss it. I think it's an incredibly powerful. I love ChatGPT, I have to say, you know, random questions that not even specifically business, the most random things. I could be watching a film and I think, oh, I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to ask ChatGPT because that annoys me if I don't know the answer to something. But for a business, it's so, so important that your brand authenticity shines through and the passion, and AI just doesn't capture that, you know, so it's kind of impossible. And I'm not sure it ever could develop that element of it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant tool, but it's not the complete solution.
No, and I think the more that everything's becoming AI generated, particularly around Google listings or, you know, product copy pages or, you know, because it's keyword rich or it's targeting, there's a real powerful element of that that I really can't dismiss and would recommend But just what I'm saying is don't rely on it. You know, make sure that you're using AI in the right way for the right reasons and you don't lose your brand in amongst it.
Nice advice. Okay, Marianne, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
Sure. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn personally. And you can find my business, metromax.com.
Easy as that, everybody. Marianne, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been great getting to catch up with you. And thanks for sharing so much insight about TikTok and TikTok Shop.
No problem.
Almost feels talking to Marianne like TikTok and TikTok Shop have kind of come of age in the marketing space. You know, if you want the results, you've got to get the strategy right. You've got to build it. You've got to let the algorithm learn about you. You know, it's build that organic presence, then start with the ads and build the ads presence, add the affiliates and the creators in. And then once you're ready, commit to the lives. That's minimum 3 times a week. And at least an hour, if not longer, per session, because otherwise you're just not enabling the platform to help you out. And the whole game with TikTok is getting the platform to help you out and give you that visibility. Now, you can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short links at keepopt.com/the number of this episode. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things we share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. All 5 of our new set of episodes revisiting the TikTok and TikTok Shop thread is now live. Think of it as your get me up to date on TikTok and TikTok Shop fast masterclass. So do, if you haven't heard them all already, do go and have a listen to them all. To find them, either scroll up your podcast feed or use the short link keepopt.com/TikTok to find all of our TikTok and TikTok Shop content on the site. Next up, we are going to be covering the topic of customer acquisition. Yes, we're getting you ready for a great 2026 by ending the year with the biggest topic in e-commerce, customer acquisition. And we'll have 5 cool episodes, each tackling a different angle of acquisition with a few interesting curveballs in there too. So interesting listening for December. And next Wednesday, for the first time since we launched in 2020, we will not be putting an episode live. Yes, no episode next week. Why? Well, it's time for us to do a little experiment. And the point of this podcast from the very beginning was about not overwhelming you. So, you know, we don't do a different marketing topic every week. We do 5 episodes on one marketing topic and then we change. So next level non-overwhelm, I think, is giving you time to catch up on any episodes you missed from the series, re-listen to any that you need to, and most importantly, put into action what you've learned, which may include sharing it with your team. So we thought we'd see what happens, see how you find it. If we give you a week off new content so you can put into practice everything you've learned in the existing content. So let me know how you find your week off. Is it beneficial? Is it helpful? Do you hate it? I'd love to know. And make sure you're subscribed to us or following us on your favourite podcast player so you don't miss out when we come back in 2 Wednesdays' time. And if you know someone who's particularly interested in TikTok and TikTok Shop or customer acquisition, and who quite frankly isn't at the moment, then please do let them know we're covering it all, as this show exists to help you and them improve your marketing. Have a great fortnight and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.